The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time here where we are. Don't know where you are. You do the math. You'll figure it out, I'm sure. I hope you set your clocks back. Otherwise, you're an hour different than what you should be. We have a new book out. It's called Green Breakdown, The Coming Renewable Energy Failure. Now, you wonder why all the companies out there that are making EVs are starting to think twice because nobody wants them. There's been enough garbage going on. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg, folks. Steve Gorham is with us. He's the author of this Green Breakdown book. He's a speaker, author, and researcher on environmental issues, energy, and public policy. And, of course, he's been all over the networks on radio and TV as a freelance writer, executive director of the Climate Science Coalition of America, a non-political association of scientists. I'm wondering, is this the Steve, welcome to the show, first off. Is this the group that put out this paper that said there is no climate crisis?
No, we're not, but we think the same way. Dave, great to join you.
Yeah.
But that is correct. There is no climate crisis. Climate, by the way, is dominated by nature, not your neighbor's SUV, and building wind turbines is not going to stop the oceans from rising. Nevertheless, we have the wealthy nations of the world, the United States, Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, driving for a thing called net zero by 2050. They want to do a complete energy transition, get rid of coal, oil, and natural gas, replace it with wind turbines, solar panels, and biofuels. But this is beyond reach out. This is more like a wish and a prayer. It's not going to happen. And it is all going to break down. And that's what my book, Green Breakdown, is about.
But the thing is, are we going to have climate lockdowns? Seriously, I mean, you really think they're going to pull that off? Or are we the people going to rise up and say, no, not in my world?
Well, there are some people that would go that way. We had a bunch of journals that just said we need to declare a global climate emergency. And we have a number of groups that are pushing to take away various things. So far, no lockdowns mentioned, but the EPA, for example, is tightening carbon dioxide emissions and mileage standards for vehicles. It's going to be impossible for any automaker to produce a line of gasoline cars within about 10 years if these trends continue. We have the Department of Energy that is putting in regulations to try and get rid of gas stoves for people. In France, they have stopped short aircraft flights. They want everybody on trains. They just took a poll, and 40% of the people think you should only be restricted to four air flights in your lifetime. In London, they charge a fortune if you try and drive into the center of the city with a gasoline car. So there's a lot of things going on that are trying to change things. But so far, I don't think we've had anybody say, well, we've got to lock everything down.
That's good to know, because I think in this country, they'd have a fight on their hands because people, they like their freedom. And the sort of thing that's going on over in Europe right now, I would wonder, there's some infighting going on in the EU. You're probably aware of that.
Yes.
Certain of the folks over there don't agree with this thing. I mean, the Dutch farmers certainly don't. But I think Italy is looking at this thing sideways. And so is somebody in the Netherlands. What do you know about that?
Yeah, well, we've just had the first what I call transnational green energy crisis in Europe that happened over the last 2 years. And things just went crazy in Europe. This was before the Ukraine invasion. The wind didn't blow in the summer of 2021, and wind electricity output was down 20 or 30% across the continent. So they burned natural gas all year. And by the end of the year, the price of natural gas had increased by a factor of 5. The price of electricity has increased by a factor of 5. This was by December of 2021, before the Ukraine invasion. And then after the Ukraine invasion went much, much higher. It still is. Natural gas has come down, but it's still 3 times the price of what it was 2 years ago. four times the price of the in the United States. Electricity is three or four times as high. In England, people just aren't turning on their furnaces and their ovens. And the press has said, well, you need to stop showering so much to save energy, or you need to shower with a friend, which sounds very funny. But if you have energy bills in your winter that are £2,000 or £3,000, it's very, very expensive. So you're right. They're taking a step back in Europe. They haven't said it publicly, but Germany has restarted 27 coal-fired power plants. They're building 25 new liquefied natural gas terminals so they can import gas. By the way, the United States and Qatar kept the lights on last winter in Europe, shipping liquefied natural gas to Europe. And they're still at risk. If they get a real cold winter this year, they're going to have a lot of problems.
But China.
Things are going to break down because people are not going to put up with this. And they're going to step back from these green goals.
Well, Kerry can't get his act together, flying all over the country, leaving his carbon footprint anywhere. I mean, you talk oxymoronic. I'm looking at this China deal. They just inked a 27-year deal with Qatar on fossil fuel. And I mean, everybody in the world is screaming climate crisis, and China's out there building fossil fuel plants, power plants. Yeah. One a day or whatever it is to try to keep the lights on in China. So. I think this whole thing is a joke.
Yeah, globally, coal and natural gas and hydrocarbons have continued to rise because we have a lot of people without electricity. If you have an air conditioner in your house, and most people do, you use more electricity than a third of the world's people do. And so we have 700 million people without electricity. We have 2 billion that have brownouts or blackouts every single day. We get about one car per person in the United States. In India, it's one for 20 people, or in Southeast Asia. We use 15 times the plastic that the world does. Solar and wind are not going to solve these problems. They need low-cost energy, and so I'm willing to bet anybody that global emissions are going to rise for the next two decades. It's just the way the world is going to work.
Well, they have people out there buying all these Teslas, and they think they're all that plus a bag of chips. But the problem is, when the battery goes bad, two things happen. One, they're stuck with a $20,000 repair bill to replace the battery, and then the environment gets to suffer because what are we going to do with that dead battery? That's a problem.
Yeah,
and they're catching fire and killing people.
And they're not very environmentally friendly. You buy a EV in the U.S., you don't see what's going on, but they require copper and cobalt and nickel and all these metals. And for example, and most of these are produced in developing nations through mining, and then the ore is sent to China for refining. So for example, in the case of cobalt, the Democratic Republic of Congo is the biggest producer of cobalt ore in the world, and they use forced labor and child labor in the DRC. They pull the ore out of the hills, they ship it to China, and then vast areas of China are polluted. There's an area called a rare earth lake, which as far as you can see in every direction, square miles and square miles, has been polluted by metal processing and the waste from that. And then they put that into a battery and it comes to the U.S. and say, wow, this is really environmentally friendly, this electric car. But they don't see what's going on in the DRC or in China or many other locations.
And then they want to bring a battery plant to Michigan and Lansing. And then Michigan's government is trying to finance this thing. Whitmer, I am just like beside myself with how the voters could keep her in office after a stunt like this, aren't you?
Well, there are a number of these things. But part of the issue is there's vast amounts of federal funds that are going for these green things. Under the Obama administration, about $15 billion were going to green projects, wind, solar, and other things. Every year, it went down to about $8 billion under Trump. Now it's up over $15 to $17 billion, and the Inflation Reduction Act is going to boost it to $40 or $50 billion a year that are going to all these battery plants and things like carbon dioxide pipelines, which are completely not needed. Hydrogen centers all over the country, which is also goofy stuff. So there's an endless amount of tax dollars that are going. As a matter of fact, for hydrogen, The market price of hydrogen is about $1 a kilogram. The U.S. government is subsidizing it to $3 a kilogram for something that's worth $1 a kilogram on the market. Have you ever heard of anything so crazy? That'd be like subsidizing gasoline $12 for a $4 gallon of gas. It's just nuts.
It is. Well, and I got to look at this thing, you know, just based on what our listeners think and feel, because obviously we're all concerned. Nobody wants anybody breaking into our house and announcing they're about to take our gas stove out because it's not energy compliant. The thing is, we want to go about our life, and the solutions, because we are all about solutions here in the Power Hour. One of the reasons why I wanted to bring this forward is because we've been talking in energy and environment. That's one of our big concerns. People are looking at this thing, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and doing all these other things, jacking up the prices of gas. And these green goblins think that they're doing everything. You got whales washing up dead on the beach where they're trying to put these wind farms in. And now the wind farm in, you know, now they want to do one in Virginia. They've already messed up New Jersey, and now they're holding back on that. They're starting to find out things aren't working the way they thought they were going to work, yet they keep pushing this forward with people like Al Gore in the front. It's not helping us solve our problem. We have partners. No. Yeah, we have partners on the show, Steve, that actually produce a lithium ion phosphate battery.
Okay.
And they do the whole house thing. I want to get down to the green energy and applies to the average everyday consumer. If there was a way, and see, a lot of people are going, gee, I wish I was off grid. Well, that involves alternate, some sort of resource where you can produce your own energy. Now, if we had the capability to do that, we wouldn't need public utilities telling us what to do and charging us astronomical sums of money. Have you ever explored that possibility of how to get people to entertain going fully off grid and being less energy reliant on our utilities?
Well, I don't think off-grid is the answer. It's put forward as something that's great, but the reason people have solar panels is the subsidies and the net metering that they're paid for that. If you're off-grid, you don't get any of that stuff. It's going to be very, very expensive to put those on, and we really can't run a modern society. You talk about steel mills, you talk about plastics, you talk about heavy industry, everything else. All that needs a lot of power. This off-grid stuff, it just isn't going to work. So it sounds good. And hey, if you're in Alaska or you're in Montana somewhere and you don't have power lines run out to your place, then it's great to be off-grid, although I don't think it's cheaper.
Yeah, I don't know. See, some people out there, we have listeners out there that have actually invested in ways to do like hydrogen-powered or water-powered vehicles. They figured that out already. They've got generators out there literally that they can sit there and ride a bike and crank on, and then they go in and enjoy, you know, they get their exercise on the bike, and then they go in and enjoy the freedom of electricity because they charge up their batteries at home. I mean, there's a lot of these off-grid contraptions that people have come up with in addition to passive solar and some of the things that, you know, they're famous for, especially in the Southwest where that's plentiful. But see, that's the whole idea. See, they're trying to not, just on their own volition, not leave a carbon footprint as much as what they realize. I mean, they're trying to do the right thing, but is it the right thing? I mean, if we have an EMP attack, there's no electricity. You know, we're looking at a potential for EMP.
Yeah, it can be done, and if you want to try it, but don't think you're going to stop the oceans from rising or save polar bears. That's what's really goofy. But this green breakdown that's coming is going to have four big impacts for consumers. One, we're going to have higher energy prices, like California, which is now the second highest electricity in the nation. They passed up New England in the last few years. They're behind Hawaii. We're going to have electricity blackouts, which we've had in California and Texas. New England is next on the plate for that. We're going to have less freedom because they want to ban your gasoline car and take away your gas stove. And we're prone for regional or transnational energy shocks like they've had in Europe. So people are going to step back from this. They're going to go, hey, we want low-cost, reliable energy again. And oh, by the way, we might have cooling for a couple decades. Nobody can predict what the Earth's temperatures are going to do. And it's going to be very tough to defend climatism if that comes about.
Yeah, because we're talking about global warming, and that's all they're preaching is global warming. They don't talk about global cooling, but yet we're seeing those kinds of radical temperature shifts now, aren't we?
You can, yeah. The temperatures actually declined from about 1940 to 1975 as we were ramping up CO2. And many of the professors were saying we're ready to enter an ice age. And a lot of those same scientists then started 10, 20 years later, started saying we're going to have global warming, the same guys who were predicting an ice age. So these things come and go. There is no law the EPA can put into place that will stop the oceans from rising. There's no regulation any state can put into place that will stop the storms or make them less severe. climate is dominated by natural factors, not man-made emissions.
What about man-made interference with climate? Have you studied that any? I mean, we talked to geoengineeringwatch.org and places like that where they say HAARP and other mechanisms that our government has, seeding the clouds and, you know, these chemtrails. I mean, are we paying attention? Should we be paying attention? I think most of our listeners are, and they realize what's going on here.
I think cloud seeding can work on a limited basis, but if you don't have any clouds in the area, you're not going to be able to do that. And I think humans could do some crazy things if they wanted to block sunlight, if they wanted to do other things, put iron filings in the oceans. There's a lot of things we could do. But again, you're messing with something that I don't think we really understand. Chemtrails, I think that's primarily water vapor and carbon dioxide that comes out of those jets. I have seen no evidence that there are other chemicals out there. Now, that would have to be a big project. It'd have to be hidden from a lot of people, and I suppose it's possible, but I have not seen evidence that we have a problem with chemtrails.
Okay. That's why all of our people are looking at geoengineeringwatch.org and Dane Wigington and what he's been saying. Are you familiar with him?
I'm not. I should go take a look.
I just gave you a resource for that because we're hearing so many things of the opposite direction, like directed energy weapons and things like that. So I have to ask, you know, when you posit stuff like this, a lot of our listeners out there are probably shaking their heads going, he doesn't know about Dane. He doesn't know what Dane's doing. I mean, it's okay. It's okay. I get it. You know, you have this book out. And the thing is you and the people that you associate with are very much aware of the fact that this Green New Deal is not what it's all cracked up to be, and it's going to cause more harm than good.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not going to affect global temperatures despite all this stuff we're spending. And again, the 6/7 of the world is going to continue to put in hydrocarbons and grow. Matter of fact, every single year, energy consumption grows about another United Kingdom worth of energy consumption. And there's been only one year in history when renewables have been able to do more, grow more than the energy. And that was in 2020 when we had COVID. And every other year, renewables can't even keep up with the growth that's needed, let alone replace our traditional sources. So we're gonna march forward on this path. The good news is that we're going to have less and less people that don't have access to water, less and less people that don't have access to electricity. Unless we get out there and follow things up with this net zero energy transition program.
So who's going to have it worse right now, Europe or us?
Oh, Europe, absolutely. They have not done any fracking. They have like 40 shale fields in Europe. They haven't fracked any of them. Everything is imports. They were dependent on Russia, and then they switched over to the U.S. and Qatar. They're doing things like putting wood back into wood furnaces in schools and in Hungary and places like that. They have limits on electricity, on where you can set your temperature indoors, how low you can set it in the summer, how high you can set it in the winter. I don't know how they enforce that stuff, but they have made their bed and they really have a lot of problems right now. We have some areas though, New England, for example. New York State has been blocking gas pipelines to New England for about two decades now. New England has natural gas shortages. They've been importing it at liquefied natural gas prices. They pay three times the price of the rest of the U.S., and they were importing from Russia prior to the Ukraine thing. Yeah. So they got shortages there. That's going to be a real problem for them, I'm afraid, in the next few years.
But the thing is, too, is that a lot of these homes in the Northeast U.S. in New England heat with home heating oil. They have oil.
They do.
Yeah. Now, what about that? I mean, that's part of fossil fuel. And that's prices are through the roof.
Yeah. You know, actually, some of those things are, and they don't make very clean air either. If you're doing oil or you're doing coal or you're doing wood, we still have not too many, but some places. The particulate levels inside a house are up to 1,000 times as much as if you had natural gas. So people really ought to be switching to natural gas, lowering their indoor pollution. And heat pumps aren't going to cut it in New England. It just gets too cold up there.
No doubt. So, I've lived there, so I know. I agree with what you're saying, Steve.
Yeah.
Mike in Alaska, you're on the phone with Steve Gorham. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Steve. Yes, good morning. When I lived out in the Mojave Desert, I lived out by China Lake in a beautiful town that is was built for the Navy, Ridgecrest. And a German company, consortium, Solar Millennium, was going to build. They lied about the, this is what got, it piqued my interest. Every story I read was a different size field, different size solar field, parabolic. And So I really started researching, found out the whole thing was a scam. It was Obama's shovel-ready project, $2 billion. So I started digging in deep. They said they did an environmental impact statement, and they were out there doing it. I went out there. I went out there looking for them. Couldn't find them because I lived on a mining patented land mining ground out in the desert, and I was furious because they were going to wipe out 8 square miles of 15 species of reptiles, a native burial ground. They were going to tear down the gun range that was about a mile, half mile to a mile away from the perimeter because the bullets were going to hit the mirrors. They totally lied to the people. They said it was going to employ 360 people. No, it was going to employ illegal truckers from Mexico hauling the mirrors that arrive at the Long Beach Harbor from China. They were going to jam up the freeways. They were going to, you know, solar mirrors are radioactive. So every one of them, after they're done, they're controlled remotely from Silicon Valley. They don't employ anybody but a handful. That's it. I mean, they don't employy anybody except for maintenance, and then they shut them down.
Mike, the bottom line. Let me. I hate to stop you, but the bottom line here is that you discovered basically that whatever environmental research they were claiming to do, they didn't do. That's the bottom line here.
Nothing was done. I was there when they put in the broadband, and they came across the desert with giant bulldozers, with 6-foot rippers and cable bulldozers, and this little girl's out tagging cactus. I'm going, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I want to make sure this biology is protected. I said, oh, really? Could I see a copy of your environmental impact statement? This is the only shovel-ready project in action in America. And it was a broadband cable from Barstow to Bishop across the desert. You know what she did? She walked away. I said, ma'am, can I see a copy of your state impact statement? I said, this valley scrubs down to 11 feet deep. It's going to wipe out your cable. I go, I don't think you put it in the right place. She walked away. She would not talk to me. I got videotape of them coming across the desert. Obama never got one environmental impact statement from nobody. If you want to put your money and something good, go photovoltaic. The money they spend on parabolic and directed energy beam like Ivanpah that kills so many birds and bugs, they haven't even come up to 50% design load. But photovoltaic on the roof and employs thousands of carpenters to reinforce the roof to carry the load. Photovoltaic will... you'll say you won't pay anything for. In fact, you dump juice back on the grid.
Okay, I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for the comment. I know that can get really he's long winded because he's been deep in this, Steve. Mike's one of our regular callers when it comes to this. What's your take on all of what he just said?
Well, one of the things that he points out, I think, is that wind and solar, one of their big drawbacks is they require vast amounts of land. Unless you put it on the roof for solar, that's one thing. But if you're trying to do a big project in the desert, you basically take 100 times the land to produce the electricity of a nuclear plant. So they're not very environmentally friendly. You know, you disrupt the environment, you cover all these areas with solar panels. They're not. If we didn't have the fear of man-made global warming, wind and solar would not be considered environmentally friendly at all.
Wow. Incredible. And so, you know, I mean, everybody's trying to come up with something. And this is the thing, you know, we're watching what's going on in Europe going, well, they're trying to make it head in this direction. Groups like yours, what are they doing to get in the way to stop this nonsense from happening? Besides just getting the word out.
I'm pretty much a researcher and a public speaker. There are a lot of local groups that oppose these projects in New York and Iowa, a bunch of other things. There's a battle going on in Iowa right now over these carbon dioxide pipelines they're trying to build in North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois. They've been successful so far in preventing. There was talk about the pipeline companies taking people's land, force majeure kind of stuff. Those have been defeated so far, so we hope that doesn't occur. But again, this is another case where nobody would be building these things without vast sums coming from the federal government. There is no value in capturing carbon dioxide, really. We've got plenty of it for our soft drinks. We don't need to be capturing it. We all think that we can make the planet stop heating up if we do it, and that there's really not a lot of evidence for that.
But somebody's cockamamie idea. That's what I'm looking at this, and I don't know if Al Gore or whoever is behind all of this stuff, but these people, they just talk nonsense, talk rings around in circles. I mean, we're all looking at this. You have another book out called Outside the Green Box, Rethinking Sustainable Development, and yeah. you're telling people what their green consultant didn't tell them. The thing is that we know that they, just like our military and these defense contractors, people are supporting. You have more than 100,000 copies of this book, of all three books you've written are now in print, and they're out there. But the real thing is it's all about politics and it's all about money and who's making money behind the scenes, isn't it?
Well, I think the world jumped to a conclusion. The theory is plausible. Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. But when you actually break down the greenhouse effect, the first thing you find is that our biggest greenhouse gas in nature is not carbon dioxide. It's not methane. It's water vapor. Water vapor causes somewhere between 70 and 90% of Earth's greenhouse effect. And then the carbon dioxide from nature is 20 times as big as all of our industries. The amount that goes up in the atmosphere from the oceans and the biosphere and comes back down as well. And so nature dominates that. But as you say, there's a lot of money behind things. We have wind, solar, biofuel industries. We now have deans of sustainability universities, vice presidents of sustainability at corporations. We have 30 climate modeling teams across the world that spend $20 million each year doing these models. So there's tremendous momentum behind all this. The United Nations is behind it. News media loves to print these stories and ring with alarm. It helps sell copy. And so it really is a sad situation, but this is all going to break down.
Yeah, I'm afraid. I agree. I think it is going to, because people are going to figure this out, especially when it starts, as I've told people here on this show, when it starts to come into your backyard and it really matters, that's when the proverbial caca is going to hit the fan, so to speak. So anyway, Steve, I really appreciate you being on the show. The name of the book, once again, you've got to get
Green
a copy
Breakdown.
Of this. Green Breakdown, The Coming Renewable Energy Failure. All right. I didn't say they were going to succeed in doing this, folks. We the people will stand up and we'll stop this nonsense. Thank you so much for joining us, Steve.
My pleasure, David.
Book. Get this book where the books are sold, if you know what I mean. Thank you very much once again. God bless the work you're doing. In the meantime, we will be back. We're going to try to reach out to Amber Vitale when we come back here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
In providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
9829. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour on a radio station near you. If it's not, it should be. One of the things we have going on right now, the Power Mall is now open. 877-817-9829 for those of you who want to talk to Jay and later on Linda. Put your order in for Grown by Nature products. They're all 10% off this week with free shipping. Now, Amberlynn Vitale joins us. She is on the Holistic Advisory Board for Grown by Nature. Obviously, being on that board, you're really plugged into what's going on over there, aren't you? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, Dave. Thanks for having me today.
So the situation over there, I mean, we've been promoting Grown by Nature products here on the show. We like to talk about the scientific aspect. Sometimes you are very much aware of all that.
Yes, and have been for probably 9 years.
So when you started all of this or got involved in all of this, what was your background? Where did you come from on this?
So I've been interested in nutrition since like fourth grade, since the four food groups, I guess. So starting in 96, I started to go to school for nutrition, and that was old school. You probably all remember, like, there were just certain programs like Clayton and American Health Sciences University, there wasn't a lot. There weren't these universities that provided the, you know, typical master's or PhD programs. And so I went through what I could go through and have just been a journey since 1996. I'm now a board certified. I'm board certified in holistic nutrition, and I'm a certified dietary supplement professional and an Ayurvedic clinical consultant. So those are kind of my hats that I wear. And, you know, sometimes I wear them all. Sometimes I take one off and put another one on.
Well, it's no wonder you're on the advisory board, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you this morning, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have questions. And so that's one of the reasons the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. You have a holistic practitioner, you know, for all intents and purposes, right here on the show. In fact, you've created an educational course that people can take. You want to explain that?
I did, and it's something that not everybody may be aware of. Ayurvedic medicine, it's a bit more of a buzzword these days, but it is my passion and my love. And I was commissioned by Wild Rose College of Herbal Medicine in Canada to produce a course on traditional Ayurvedic medicine. And it can be a part of their herbalist program, or it can be a standalone course. The pricing is amazing. So if you're just even interested in it personally, it's like 102 videos of about 6 minutes each, and all the written material. So it's fairly comprehensive if that's what somebody's interested in.
So, I mean, but what do you get out of it? I mean, most people, they go, Ayurvedic, what's that? You know, I mean, what's the concept behind Ayurvedic
medicine?
Well,
I will tell you this. I did all my pre-medical sciences. I intended to go to medical school. And so I did all the gross anatomy. I had a whole year of gross anatomy with cadavers, everything like that, the physiology. And I changed course, and I went into Ayurvedic medicine, and that's when I went, oh, that makes sense. So it's ancient wisdom, but people used to take a lot more time to observe, note, document, experience, and Ayurvedic medicine is basically all of that information compiled. So we understand that we're each individual. We understand everybody. Some people can do hot peppers, some people can't. Some people like windy cold, some people like hot humid, right? We're all different, and that affects us in different ways. And Ayurvedic medicine is probably the most comprehensive body of knowledge to take that into consideration with health.
All right. So when you finally got a complete head wrap around this whole equation, you realized that the government was lying about the four food groups?
Well, yes. I already knew that. I figured if pizza counted as having all four food groups, there was probably a ruse in there somewhere.
I love it. See, and the thing is, folks, this is one of the reasons why we entertain the questions, because you're going to have them. The things that we talk about when you look at as being a clinical consultant. So you have answers to questions, which is why we're inviting people to call. One of the things that we're talking about is synthetic folic acid and B12, because I take B12, but there are certain, I think somebody talked about this before, about cyano, that was the name, and it's like it's got some sort of,
right?
Yeah, there you go. It's got some sort of arsenic component or something in it that isn't good for you, and you shouldn't be taking it. Where are we at with B12 as far as Grown by Nature goes?
Well, everything in Grown by Nature is turned back into a form that you would find it in food, and it's done through microorganisms. And so, you know, back when people started to realize that there might be single molecules or small components that prevented disease, whether it was diseases from lack of B vitamins because we started polishing our rice, or whether it was diseases from lack of vitamin C because there was no fresh food, whether you were aboard a ship or in a famine or, you know, poor, they realized that through scientific endeavors that there could be key components that if they were supplemented, people at least didn't die. Well, I think most of us want to live better than just not dying, right? We want to have an optimized health. And so that became the norm with vitamins. It's been synthetic much longer than it's been not synthetic. So in the supplement world, it has been synthesized and singular molecules to prevent disease in small or higher doses. Grown by Nature and the grow material that they contain seeks to take that synthetic, turn it back into real food. Just like if you put Miracle-Gro in your garden 1 year, and then every year thereafter, it just produced more and more and more healthy, nutritious food. You kind of get that ball rolling. But
you recondition the soil.
You're reconditioning the soil of your gut, but you're doing it, you know, people don't have good guts. They don't have a good microbiome. And so this is where the grow material and grown by nature is so crucial, because it literally is already done for you.
You've already tagged the gut microbiome, the blood brain barrier and all that goes through the gut. You already know that over there. I know you do. So the thing is, these doctors, this is kind of the school of thought. Med school is cranking out big pharma visits the med school. These doctors are programmed to throw drugs at stuff. And a lot of these drugs are made by big pharma, which is synthetic. And the synthetic folic acid, which I know this is true that they were prescribing folic acid for pregnant women. You remember that whole thing when that all started up. Isn't there something to the synthetic folic acid and increased breast cancer risk?
Well, that, and you've got increased bladder cancer, increased prostate cancer. We're seeing that. This has been the confusion for people, right? We in the health food stores, we've known that people needed something more than they were getting from food. This is all that was available. And unfortunately, that means that we had to recommend that because that's all that we had. Studies have shown, gosh, synthetic beta carotene, synthetic B vitamins, there's a problem, right? When you over-supplement them. And so am I coming through okay? Because I'm a little bit blinky here.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Okay. You're fine.
And so the studies that people might have heard on some nighttime news or on your show or on some other online platform, and they're like, wait, this supplement might be bad for me? How can that be the case? How can beta carotene increase lung cancer, right? How can folic acid increase breast cancer, but women are supposed to take it when they're pregnant? It's very confusing. But, you know, there's food on this planet that we're supposed to eat. And there's stuff that we just simply are in tune with. And I don't even mean from a woo-woo state of being. There's food and there's concentrated food. The problem is you can't just concentrate food and take it. You'd be taking like scoops and scoops and scoops of it. And only a few people will do that, right? People want pills. And the only way to get that nutrient, the way that you had it in food, without farming for months and taking huge scoops of powder, is to have microbes convert it, just like they would convert food in your gut. And then it's in very small microscopic amounts that you can put in a capsule and that elevate your health and elevate your levels of these crucial nutrients in your body when you need them. But they're in forms that your body can use and that doesn't toxify the body. The big thing with folic acid is it goes straight to the liver. Folates from foods that contain B vitamins go to the gut, and the microbiome goes snip, 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 add, and boom, and it goes into your bloodstream and it does its work. The liver's going, what I got to do with this? I'm out of resources here. Now I got to like put the alcohol on the side over here that you drank last night, and I need to deal with this folic acid stuff you took, you know? And I don't want to put down all the supplements that are out there. There's a lot of bioactives, and they're necessary for people who can't do food. They're necessary for people who need to have a very measured titration of what they're taking for a period of time because of true deficiencies. You know, they're out there for people who have genetic SNPs and variations and mutations that need particular forms. So there's a purpose, but the broad application of those synthetic and laboratory created nutrients to everybody is unnecessary and I think frankly wrong.
Wow. All right. Well, I take the magnesium if it's any consolation.
I love that magnesium. My gosh. There's nothing else out there like that. Nothing.
Yeah. Take it every day. So, you know, that's why I always order two. So for those of you that have leg cramp issues, you know, you sit for long periods, you stand for long periods, and then you go to bed at night and all of a sudden restless leg syndrome sets in and you try and stretch it out. And the next thing you know, you got a leg cramp. And it's usually because of magnesium deficiency, isn't it?
It is. And that, I mean, that's the key. It's like the master mineral. There's a lot of other trace minerals, and those are accessible as well through grown by nature. But magnesium, it's just not in the soil the way it used to be. So it's not in our food, and people don't eat the foods that's rich in it either. So it is something that practically everybody could use as a supplement, whether it's headaches or poor sleep or arrhythmias or blood pressure or cramping or gastrointestinal tension. I mean, there's so many things.
That's amazing that this is, and this is all natural stuff. This is stuff that comes from like whole food, for example.
Well, where, I hate to use the word all natural because that word has just been abused.
I know it has.
Around. It just doesn't mean anything anymore. It's just so non-apologetic. But what it is magnesium that has been grown in a microbe, a bacterium that would naturally be in your gut, Lactobacillus bulgaricus, that would naturally be in fermented food. There are studies from decades ago that show that your master minerals, calcium and magnesium, when they're in a fermented drink, like a fermented yogurt or kefir or something like that, that they are far more absorbable and active in the body because they're in a natural food form. The neat thing about the BioMag is it's not dairy. It's a non-dairy culture. And so that makes it accessible by so many people.
Man, that is so cool to know. And see, now folks, come on. 844-769-2944. You got to have questions out there about any of the Grown by Nature products. Now, the reason we have Amber and people like her on the show is not to sit there. It's just not an infomercial. Okay. We're not, I mean, this is how we stay on the air. We got 10% off of all Grown by Nature products this week with free shipping. And understand though, however, that the reason we have people like Amber on the show is to clarify what certain things do so you're not confused when you call to order the product. That's one of the reasons why, because everybody says, look, I'm on a fixed budget, because we have a lot of elderly people listen to the show, and they are on a fixed budget. They live on Social Security, and they say, well, I can only buy so much this week. And so, you know, when I look at stuff like magnesium, which I know is essential, and then you have a multivitamin with mineral and trace elements renatured. When you talk about renaturing, what are we talking about? Just so clarify for people.
Right. So technically, scientifically, through Grow Company who makes the raw materials, renatured is when it goes through Saccharomyces cerevisiae nutritional yeast. And then BioGurt is when it goes through Lactobacillus bulgaricus. In both cases, it means that the organism is taking that nutrient and complexing it, not breaking it down. We still okay? I'm getting little signals here.
No, we're good.
Okay. So a lot of fermentation, there's a lot of fermented products out there, fermented herbs, fermented vitamins. Fermentation is breaking stuff down and kind of integrating it. Culturing is complexing and building it. And so there are assays out there on the grow material that show that it is now bound to certain amino acids naturally by that yeast cell or by that bacterial cell. And by the way, when it comes time to harvest, the bacterial cell and the yeast cell are inactivated, opened. They're no longer alive and viable. They simply are giving you, just like a harvest, these food forms. And depending upon what you're after or how you're making the capsule or whether you're doing a liquid, it might be in the bacterial form or the yeast form.
Okay, we've got some callers on the line here. Carolyn in Washington, you are on the show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. Two problems that seem to have no solution. Do you have a solution? Type 1 diabetes and toenail fungus.
Well, it's not my scope to address your health issues on the air because I don't know your health history. Grown by Nature will not have a single supplement that's going to fix those. But I would definitely look into, sorry, that's my dog. But definitely look into the liquid, the glycophos, and the studies on diabetes. Now, type 1 diabetes is different than type 2.
Right.
However, you do have a metabolic imbalance and a difficulty absorbing nutrients, a difficulty maintaining blood sugar balance. And that is an ideal person for food form supplements that come in the way that you would have gotten them from food, but in concentrated form, higher amounts, because your body's having a hard time with its signaling. And there's probably an autoimmune function there, unless you've had it since you were a child. And even there, I think it's autoimmune. The body's attacking itself. And so we don't want anything that further aggravates the immune system. So if you don't have any food sensitivities to anything in the product, I think it's an ideal, you're the ideal person for that.
What product?
To any of the Grown by Nature product. So if you're looking at any of those products, the multivitamin, for example, the selenium iodine B12, for example, the magnesium, if you have to take supplements, you want something that's in a food form like that.
Well, how long have you had diabetes? It's my friend, and he's had several eye operations. He's going blind. Any suggestions there from the diabetes?
Well, I mean, again, I can't actually make health recommendations to you or to your friend because I don't have your health history, and that's a very complex situation. We can only look at optimizing the health that you or your friend does have, you know. And so with both of those, obviously, the body isn't nourished. If the eyes are needing to be operated, if things are falling apart, the body is not nourished. And probably a really good candidate for the liquid glycophos and the studies on that, which is a really interesting product. As far as what I could offer, you know, as a nutritionist, I can't do it online. I can't do it on air without being your nutritionist. But definitely look for somebody who is in the functional medicine and integrative world, if at all possible.
I appreciate that, Carolyn. Thanks so much. Selenium iodine B12 renatured and amino acid complex renatured, in addition to the multivitamin mineral trace elements, were the three that we just mentioned, that for those of you who are interested that are having issues with food digestion and whatnot, but you can eat a lot of whole foods. You're basically saying, Amber, that these three would be, you know, prime candidates for consideration if you were going to order from us at the Power Mall.
Yes, because if you have a poor diet, if you don't have access to a good diet, if you don't know how to have a good diet, and I mean, God-given diet, right? Like food that grows in the ground and animals that walk on the earth, right? Not things that are made.
Sure.
And they're boxed and around the periphery of the, around the center of the grocery store, right? If you don't do that or can't do that, you need to have those food forms. Absolutely. And then those of us who can access that food when we're not getting as much as we would like, that's what we want to consume, a supplement that represents what we would eat, right?
Sure. All right, Eric in Missouri, you are on with Amber Vitale. Go ahead.
You just mentioned selenium. I assume, like, if an older person has been on synthetic thyroid medication for years, that selenium, is that true? It converts it from T3 to T4 or vice versa? I'm not sure. And would that be good for a 90-year-old? And also for young children, like girls that have been rescued from brothels, like in Asia, I guess, do you ship to Thailand or not? Is it like multivitamin? I don't know. You got 2,700 girls. It'd be expensive, I guess, to get.
Wow. Is that a mission that you're a part of?
Well, no. I support endingchildsexslavery.org by Zazen Sadowski, and he has orphanages for them after.
Selenium is deficient in the soil, and iodine as well throughout much of the U.S. and through many other places as well, probably also in Asia. And so that's a really interesting product because it does provide selenium and iodine, not in a chemical synthetic form, but in a food bound. When we use the word organic with Grown by Nature, it means organically bound, which is a chemistry term, meaning in a living matrix, one that your body just takes and can use cellularly. And so, yes, it doesn't mean you can go off your Synthroid. You know, you would absolutely want to work with your doctor on that. The likelihood of that is low, but it gives your body the materials that you need to normalize the function. And anytime you start something like that, I mean, you have a right to selenium, iodine, and B12, right? It should be in your food. It's not like you're going and getting a medicine. So when you talk to your doctor, you say, look, it's not in my food, so I should supplement it, and let's just keep an eye on my medication and what my needs are. That's one thing. Number two, I don't know about shipping to Thailand. I don't know about doing like a bulk, you know, hey, we'll talk to Jason Durkovics, right, about that. But there are basic programs out there like Vitamin Angels, which I always love to mention. You probably know that, Dave, that do work around the world in getting children, and especially pregnant mothers and breastfeeding mothers, what they need. So, I mean, maybe that's something that we can talk about another time, you know.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your call. Ed in New York, we got time for one quick question for Amber. What say you?
Uh-oh. One quick question. That's a problem because I could talk to this woman for hours.
I know.
I can hear it.
There's the music, Ed. Oh, my gosh. Look at Amber, we're going to have you back, obviously. I appreciate everything. I mean, I'd love to hear the scientific aspects of this stuff, and so do our listeners, because we're all into the same line of thought process as you are. Grown by Nature products, 10% off here at the Power Mall, which is now open. 877-817-9029. Look, you can go online to thepowermall.com, click on Grown by Nature on the manufacturer's column, and look at the labels. We put them up there so you can read them. We appreciate you, Amber. God bless all the work you're doing, man. You're fabulous. Appreciate your time on the radio this morning. We'll have you back soon, hopefully. Here on the Power Hour, we are done for today, folks. My God, 2 hours flies by. In the meantime, God bless all of you. Have a safe day, safe travels. God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.